It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, I'm standing on the promises of God.
You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's another day to be thankful. If indeed you have something to be thankful for, or if you feel like you do not have anything to be thankful for, I want you to take a second and reflect. Let us reflect on the year. Let's reflect on the month of September. And let us just ask ourselves, could man have done all the things that we have received for the gift of life, for health, for breath, for sound mind? Despite all the challenges happening around the world, we still have a lot to be thankful for. Just think about all those who are not as privileged to be alive like you are. It's not because we are worthy. It's not even because we are more special. But God, in His infinite mercy, has made this possible. So I just want to thank God, if not for anything, but for the mercy of God that prevails over judgment. I want us to just say, Father, thank you. Lord, on behalf of every listener today, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your mercy that endures each and every single day. Lord, we want to appreciate you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's time for our devotion. This is the time of the day where we get together, share here, and listen to the Word of God, where we get to get insight into the deep revelations of God, where we get rhema, where we get direction for our day-to-day lives. So if you are here and you feel lost, you feel you have lots of questions to ask and no one is answering them, you have a lot of God why, I want to assure you that right here on this show, God has something to tell you. God has a lot that He wants to share with you from His Word. That is why I want to specially welcome, because this show is specially for you. And for our frequent listeners, I want to welcome you back. And you know what time it is? It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So wake everybody, that person sleeping beside you, wake that person up and let them know it's time for our devotions. Grab your pens, grab your Bibles, and grab your notepad. And let us go into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Waiting on the Lord. Today is the 19th day in the month of September 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday and we'll be looking at Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. I am today will be taken from Hymn 21, Standing on the Promises of Christ my King. Standing on the Promises of Christ my King. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Ezekiel chapter 47 to chapter 48. Ezekiel chapter 47 to chapter 48. Our memory verse today will be taken from Isaiah 40 verse 31, which is one of my favorite memory verses. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, which says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It reminds me of a song that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Okay, so let's go into the word for today. So we'll be looking at our Bible reading, which will be taken from Psalm 27 from verse 13 to 14. Psalm 27 from verse 13 to 14. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 13 it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to hear the rest of the song, follow us on our social media, and I'll be sharing the rest of the song. Let's go into the word for today. Our manual today says, everyone at one time or the other will be in a waiting season. Your waiting season is a period when you are waiting for something that you desire to come to you. A secondary school student is usually waiting earnestly for when he or she will get into the university. The university student is waiting to graduate. The graduate is waiting to get a job. The single person is waiting to get married. The married person is waiting to have children. And parents are waiting for the different stages of their children's life. The waiting goes on for different things at different times. Waiting is inevitable for everyone. However, what you do while waiting is more important than what you are waiting for itself. When people lose their patience with God and decide to do things outside his will to stop their waiting season, they often regret it. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 8 to 14, 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 8 to 14, Saul got tired of waiting for Samuel's arrival to perform a sacrifice. So he decided to perform the sacrifice himself, which was against the will of God. That action resulted in him losing his throne. In the book of Genesis chapter 16 from verse 1 to 3, Sarah got tired of waiting on God for a child. So she gave Hagar to Abraham as a wife. She regretted it after Hagar conceived. We can see that in Genesis chapter 16, verse 4. And today that action has resulted in great persecution for our descendants. Finding alternatives to God in order to shorten a waiting season always ends in regret. My wife and I were praying for a woman to conceive. At some point, she got tired of waiting on God and went to see a herbalist. She got pregnant quite all right. But the pregnancy that should have lasted for only 9 months remained for years. The last time I heard about her, she had not given birth to the baby. Every alternative to God gives permission to the devil to oppress you. The reason we have many internet fraudsters today is that many young people don't want to go through the correct process of making money. What they don't know is that although they could get a lot of money quickly, what they will have to give in exchange for that money is their very soul. In the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 26, it says that this is foolish because there is only loss in a fellow gaining the whole world and losing his or our soul in the process. Don't be foolish. Wait on God, and it will surely come true for you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says every alternative to God gives permission to the devil to oppress a believer. Every alternative to God gives permission to the devil to oppress a believer. And today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody. Do you know somebody in their waiting season that would benefit from a message like this? You can kindly share. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour and you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share, especially today's message. You'll see the link pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile apps are also available for downloads for you to enjoy our Open Heaven Hour, as well as every other amazing segments throughout the day. You can find it on Play Store and Apple Store. Play Store and Apple Store, just search for Praise Palace Radio. All our amazing, amazing shows are highlighted on the schedule list for you to enjoy. Thank you for joining us, and we do hope you get to join us tomorrow. But do not touch that dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after this message. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, you remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
And who show the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares. Jesus loves and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.